ABC Radio Australia.
A veteran climate negotiator says the appointment of an oil industry executive as president of the next UN climate conference makes a mockery of the talks. This year's summit, known as COP28, is being held in the United Arab Emirates, and the president-designate is Sultan Al-Jaber, who also runs the state-owned Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. Dr. Ian Fry was a longtime member of Tuvalu's delegation to the conferences until he was appointed as the UN's Special Rapporteur on Climate Change and Human Rights last year. He says both the location of this year's talks and the background of the man appointed to lead them are serious conflicts of interest.
The company he represents, the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, made over $4.9 billion last year in profits on the sale of fossil fuels. And this is just it just seems to be fundamentally wrong that we're having a climate change meeting in a country that continues to make large profits from the sale of fossil fuels.
So there's two issues there. Firstly, the man who's been named president, and secondly, where it's being held. On to the first one, there are these arguments put forward by some that, oh, we need the fossil fuel industry in the tent, so to speak, and that makes this a good decision. What do you think about that argument?
I think the fossil fuel industry has had an inordinate amount of, say in climate change negotiations for years. It's now time that the most vulnerable countries, had a say, and we should be hosting COPs in some of the vulnerable countries to get a better understanding of the real impacts of climate change. But, the trouble is with COPs is that they're getting so big now that it's only, big countries with lots of money who've got lots of accommodation can afford to host these COPs. And there seems to be, a fundamental problem that we continue to be having these COPs in fossil fuel exporting countries.
What impact does the president have on the goings-on at the COP? Do they have an impact, or are they a symbolic figure?
No, they're not symbolic. They can have quite a significant say, particularly in the sort of major omnibus decision that comes out of the COP that's usually directed by the president, and the president, holds meetings with ministers, etc. And so the outcome of that overriding decision is directed by the COP president. So the president has quite a significant say in the outcome.
Some people have said because of this appointment and where it's being hosted that the integrity of COPs are at stake. Do you think it's that serious?
If this continues, then it definitely is. It's really makes a mockery of the COP process, and particularly the concern of climate change. If we continue to have these meetings in fossil fuel exporting countries. I certainly know that there are 130 people in Congress and the European Parliament have called for the removal of Sultan Al-Jaber as the COP president. So there is a movement to unseat him from that position. And I think that has to be considered seriously. Something needs to be done about where COPs are being held. And there needs to be a major reform to this whole COP process.
Because as you mentioned, it's getting massive now. You have all sorts of hangers-on going along as well. Is it becoming too unwieldy?
I mean, there's basically two meetings in one. You have the meetings where there are negotiations take place, and government representatives and civil society participate in that. And then you basically have a trade show. And that's where the numbers are growing dramatically around that sort of side events trade show aspect. And I think those two processes need to be separated because there's no communication between the two. And I've attended climate change negotiations for over 20 years. And, having been a negotiator, I had little time to attend any of those sort of side events. So maybe we have to think about, separating those processes out to make the COPs more manageable.